This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. President Barack Obama spoke before a disabled American veterans group just last week and declared that U.S. combat troops would be out of Iraq by the end of this month.
And I made it clear that by August 31st, 2010, America's combat mission in Iraq would end. And that is exactly what we are doing, as promised and on schedule.
Well, today at Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod, some 40 members of the 102nd Security Forces Squadron left for a six-month deployment to Iraq. Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hamilton is one of those airmen shipping out, and he joins us now. Lieutenant Colonel Hamilton, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Megan. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
A true honor to have you. Let me ask you briefly. I mean, you just heard this cut from the president last week saying combat troops are on their way out. So what's your mission going into Iraq?
Well, our job is to secure air bases. We go in and set up a perimeter and make sure that all operations on the base can proceed in a ground threat-free environment. So Our job is to keep people safe as they're operating on or around the airbase.
So clearly, obviously, there'll be lots of operations from the non-combat troops remaining in Iraq, and your job is to keep them safe around the airbases. Why do you think that the 102nd was chosen for this mission?
Well, I know that there are many units from across the country that are being selected and sent to different locations, and, you know, the rotations come up, and this was our turn, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Colonel Hamilton, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I understand correctly, that this is the largest deployment of the 102nd since 9/11. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. We've been deployed pretty much every year for the since 9/11, but generally speaking, those are in smaller groups. This is our largest contingent that we've ever sent forward.
Okay, so you've had Air National Guardsmen going out into the theater every year since 2001. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
So how do your Air National Guardsmen feel about this latest deployment, especially given the fact that, as we heard, a lot of combat troops are leaving Iraq?
Yeah, they're excited. We've been training for a year for this mission, and they know how important it is. They're excited. They're well-trained. They're ready to go. And we've gotten this great outpouring of support from the community, and the families were there today. We had a great send-off down at Otis at the Cape. And it was just terrific. So they're ready to go. They're ready to do their jobs.
Well, let me ask you a little bit more about that. What was the send-off like? What did family members tell you? And what were the Air National Guardsmen telling their families about this latest deployment?
Well, to be honest, we're looking forward to getting started, to get in there, do our jobs, and then, come home safe and sound. So, and the families are, understandably anxious, and, they don't want to see them go over there, but they are willing to do what they need to do, and they're very supportive of their loved ones that are going forward. And it was a great send off today.
Lieutenant Colonel Hamilton, I mean, I suppose that one of the reasons why maybe some family members feel anxious, as they would during any deployment, but especially now because apparently this month there's been a spike of violence in Iraq. And now with combat forces, slowly exiting Iraq and coming back home, are you or your fellow Air National Guardsmen concerned that there could be basically a security vacuum there when you go in?
Well, that's what we do. We fill that vacuum. That's our job, to go in and secure air bases, and that's what we're trained for. That's what we're equipped for, and that's what we're prepared to do.
Mm-hmm. If you can share with us, what's your particular understanding, your take of the conditions on the ground right now?
It's no walk in the on the beach, but I think conditions are pretty well controlled right now.
Okay. Lieutenant Colonel Hamilton, let me ask you, how long have you been in the Air National Guard?
21 years now.
21 years. And how many times have you been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan since 2001?
Be my second deployment.
Your second deployment. What's it been like for you, being, basically a veteran and still going out there into these fields of, or these theaters of combat, even 9 years later after 9/11?
I'm really proud to do it, first and foremost, but also I get a lot of energy and support from my troops, and I see how enthusiastic they are to go do their missions, and I want to be a part of that. So, you know, we're anxious to get started and do our mission and do it well and come home.
And when is it that you and your fellow Air National Guardsmen are set to come home?
We are scheduled for a 6-month deployment right now.
Okay. And, you know, people may vaguely remember, those who aren't keeping track, that at one time the operations in Iraq were called Operation Iraqi Freedom. That one, of course, as we mentioned, officially ends this month. The new mission will be called Operation New Dawn. I always wonder what troops make of the names that are assigned to these missions. And just out of curiosity, what do you make of the fact that at least President Obama or the Defense Department is calling this a new dawn for U.S. involvement in Iraq?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the president didn't consult with me on the name change. But, you know, I think it is a new era there, that we are preparing the Iraqi forces to take over and secure their own country. And I think it's exciting to be part of that history.
Mm. And apparently just today, General Ray Odierno says, according to him, Iraq's military has, quote, stepped up to the challenge, even as Iraqi politicians continue to squabble over the formation of a new government there. And as we said, spikes in violence are occurring. Lieutenant Colonel Hamilton, just one last quick question for you. Any thoughts that you'd like to share with people who might be listening, who maybe have a hard time remembering that there still is a war going on there?
You know, the people of the Commonwealth of Mass and people of the country in general have an awful lot to be proud of in their National Guard and their Air National Guard. These troops come from all walks of life, all different professions, all backgrounds, and they come and join with us and go accomplish a mission on the American people's behalf. So they have an awful lot to be proud of. There's a lot of good stuff happening and a lot of great troops going over there doing great work. And they should be aware of that.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hamilton, your squadron commander, shipping off for a 6-month deployment to Iraq today with the 102nd Security Forces Squadron. Thank you so much for joining us, and do stay safe.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, on Friday last week, Radio Boston featured Boston's first annual food truck festival. The gathering of food trucks took place yesterday at SOA, or South of Washington's Market, in the South End. It was an unexpectedly huge hit. Radio Boston producer Jessica Alpert was at the festival, and she has some follow-up on the city's reaction. Hey there, Jessica.
Hi, Magna.
So I understand it was quite a scene at the food truck festival.
It was really unbelievable. The lines were really enormous, and I have to say, the biggest line was for the Boston Speed Dog, which is this incredible hot dog that looks like a zucchini. And I think it could have been a block long. And then the line for Phil Belly's soul food truck, I don't even want to know how long people waited. I heard that people waited 2.5 hours for their ribs. That's real passion.
2.5 hours. Wow. And I also understand that maybe someone who might have not waited as long by virtue of who he is Mayor Tom Menino, because he was there too.
Oh, yeah. He was there, and he showed up with Edith Murnane, who he's calling his food czar, but her official title is Director of Food Initiatives for the city.
And what was their takeaway from the food truck fest?
I think they were pretty amazed by the turnout, and I understand when they visited with quite a few vendors. And they also ran into City Council President Mike Ross.
Which is interesting, but maybe not entirely unexpected, because if I understand correctly, Mike Ross has been interested in food truck issues, for lack of a better term, in Boston for a while now, right?
He's quite dedicated. And, you know, he took yesterday's festival turnout as a mandate, as the people of Boston saying to him, it's time to streamline this licensing process. We love food trucks and we want to see more of them. It's much harder to get a food truck license in Boston than other cities like New York, Los Angeles, Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon. So here's what he had to say.
Boston is becoming a food forward city, and particularly during difficult economic times, we really need to embrace this spirit of entrepreneurialism, small business creation, and just general amenity-based fun.
So he's calling for hearings with the Public Works Commissioner, the Transportation Commissioner, and he's hoping to bring in some people from the food truck community to find out how the city can do a better job of streamlining this licensing process.
Yeah, because when we spoke last week with the gentleman who run Phil Belly's food truck, if I remember correctly, they said that the licensing process here in Boston can be a total nightmare.
Right. So Boswell Scott, who's the chef and co-owner of Phil Belly's, said that he bought his truck in 2007. It's now 2010, and they launched their business this summer.
3 years later.
That's right.
Because of the licensing problems.
Exactly.
Wow. So it seems like people are realizing, as we heard Councillor Mike Ross say, that maybe changes need to be made. And one change seems to be coming right around the corner, because I believe the city of Boston made some food truck news today.
Big news today. City officials were really impressed with the turnout yesterday, and today they issued a request for proposals for what they're calling the 2011 Boston Food Truck Challenge.
And was that inspired by Mayor Mineno's walk around yesterday at the Food Truck Fest?
You know, the request for proposals is quite comprehensive, so I think they've been working on this for some time now.
And so what is in that RFP? What is the Boston Food Truck Challenge going to be?
So basically, it's this open competition that people with a food truck now, or those with desires to launch a food truck in the near future, can apply. And three trucks will be chosen by a panel of judges who have not yet been announced, I will say that, to set up shop on City Hall Plaza from April 2011 until October 2011.
So we know that maybe during the months of April through October next year, where Mayor Mineno will be getting his lunch on City Hall Plaza. But just how will these food trucks be judged in the challenge?
So there's 10 criteria that will help judges to figure out who should be given this unique access to City Hall Plaza. But some of them include relevant experience, affordability, issues such as that.
And what about health?
Right. That's a big one. And I put that question to Edith Murnane, the Boston food czar.
One of the criteria for being chosen is whether or not the food is healthy, or does it have a healthy aspect to it.
So this challenge is happening in 2011, but when are the proposals due?
Right, so they're due September 13th, pretty soon. And the challenge, as I said earlier, is open to those with food trucks currently rolling down the streets of Boston right now, or with people who are dreaming of launching their food truck in the near future.
Well, Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on all things mobile and food in the city of Boston.
Always my pleasure. Thanks, Meghna.
Well, to learn more about the 2011 Boston Food Truck Challenge and see photos from this weekend's food truck festival, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. In a moment, the motherhood penalty at work. That's after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.